Joseph were tending to the rituals of their time. Jesus was neither above the law nor below it, yet he was a sign of the covenant between the people of Israel and God. By going to the temple, Mary and Joseph reaffirm that covenant, and they encounter Simeon. The gospel writer describes Simeon as a man of great faith who had been promised by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Messiah. Although it's not expressly written in this text, tradition holds that Simeon was an older man. A Google search for images of Simeon will produce depictions of Simeon as an old man with a long beard, white hair, and plenty of wrinkles. There are some scholars who claim Simeon might even have been over 100 years old when he came face to face with the Messiah, as they believe he was one of the 72 translators of the Holy Scriptures of Israel into the Greek Septuagint. So if we are to understand these depictions to be true, then Simeon would have been waiting for decades to catch a glimpse of the Messiah. Can you imagine being promised something as profound as witnessing the one who would save the people of Israel, and meanwhile waiting for decades for the promise to come to fruition? It only seems realistic to wonder if Simeon was ever tempted to ask, "Are we there yet?" In today's world of instant gratification, there's not much we have to wait for. With the world at our fingertips, we're able to know the answer to most any question we may have in a mere seconds, thanks to advances in technology. Nonetheless, no matter how advanced technology is and has become, there are times when we must wait. And even short periods of waiting can seem like an eternity. When doctors are running test after test to determine the cause of an illness, all we can do is wait and pray. In such times of anxiety, it's common for a faithful believer. In Simeon's story, there's no indication that his faith wavers or that he doubts the promise made to him. By the gospel account, Simeon trusts God. And on the day when Mary and Joseph bring Jesus to the temple, fulfilling a commitment to God, Simeon, who is guided by the Spirit, is there for fulfillment of a decades-old promise. On that day, when Simeon takes Jesus into his arms, he praises God, knowing this baby is different than all who had come before him. This was a promised Messiah for whom he had spent his life patiently waiting. And when the day came, he rejoiced, "It is here! I can now die in peace." In these days of the season of Christmas, when we behold the infant child in the manger, the baby and the Messiah for whom we have not so patiently waited, do we fully comprehend the significance of this child? Do we trust the promise?